Let's talk about what you recall us working on, because we only worked on one contest tune last week. What was it?
What do I need?
What do I need with love? What did we do?
We did
every syllable of only the first
bar.
Bar or maybe two.
It changed the song.
I changed the song.
It changed.
We sang through the intro and it completely changed our wall of sound and connectivity. So, my hope is that we can tackle that first, do a very quick review of that concept and idea, and then sing through the entire chart, not just the intro. Fair?
Yep.
In the hope that we'll also do the same thing for the intro of Can't Help, but only just a couple of bars, build it up, and then do the exact same thing, sing all the way through. Are you with me?
Woo!
In the hope that you will continue to do what we talked about last week, which was that all of the things that we experience and experiment with during rehearsal, we're expecting you to do that at home personally as well. Take some of the hardest phrases that you have to sing and break them down for every possible pitched sound you can make in those phrases. Are you with me?
Woo!
Fantastic. Take out What Do I Need With Love. Make sure that it's out so you can look at it, because it always helps to be able to look at it in order to be successful. So, let's take a look. This is just the intro, please. Just the intro. We're just gonna do the first two bars again, just so that everybody can get a quick review. So, a B flat Bob. Thank you for not humming that pitch. Try that again. Now you can hum that pitch you just blew, your octave. Now change. Remember, all. And then the only thing that is different from last week to this week is the TH is actually pitched for the. All the pulling. Are you with me?
Yes.
Oh boy, good luck. Here we go. Let's try all four parts at once and see how that goes. I'm going to cue every different sound that you're supposed to create. NG, you're starting to pitch one more time. Good choices. Here we go. Ah. TH. Then the vowel. Pull. A. E. E. Now says. The vowel is what? That sounds too big to me. Say hot.
Ah.
That's how bright it is. That's one. Two is there's a pitch change on that syllable. Okay, so just be mindful of that. Basses, you're the ones that didn't make it obvious enough that there's a pitch change there, because you have four pitches before that. That's all the same. But then we finally move down on the word I, so be mindful of that. Thanks. Here's a fresh B flat for us. Nobody hum. Now you can NG. Here's ah. Sing father. It sounds and feels weird, but that's a pure vowel. Sing ah. Don't change the intonation and sing L. TH. Pull. Do that again and allow the tongue, even though it's high, don't let the tongue pull back. That's what changes intonation. Sing pull. Make sense, everybody?
Yes.
Wow, that was quite good. Much, much different. Friends, I've got to celebrate that last week when we were working on this, because it was fresh and it was new, there was so much engagement with what we were doing. And I know it was rigorous, but man, it really paid off. Huge benefits. And if you go back and you listen, you'll hear it. It's incredible. Thanks for continuing to dig in and be part of this. This is so worth the time. You're already doing great stuff without us doing it one part at a time. You're doing great with all four. Dig in. Let's see if we can't get through this a little bit quicker. The first measure has about approximately 80 syllables in it. Okay, so stay with us. You're doing a great job. Sit well. Here's a fresh B flat. Thank you for honoring our system. NG that pitch. Think Father. Tongue forward. E. Now Z.
The vowel for and the vowel for I, not quite the same.
And they ought to be.
And they ought to be. What's happening is you're hearing the L, you're audiating the L and leaning into it, right?
Yeah.
And the I, is much easier to keep that hot vowel.
There's no polluters.
There's no polluters,
right?
So really keep that hot, that father vowel as long as you can on all.
Something that I want you to be mindful of is when we're doing this exercise, the word would to like, do you notice that the D of would actually has to be pitched on the word like?
Yeah.
So, all the places I would like. Do you hear it? So if you have a pitch change there, which all of us do, the DL has to be pitched on the note change. Cool? Stand. Sing again. Sing exactly what we just did, and then we're going to do something a little different with it. Here you go. Even though this is rigorous work, sing nice and easy the whole time, making good choices. Father.
Father.
Yes! Sing that syllable again. That's the one that wants to trip us up the most. The L both times was so forward. Yes. Good job. Because here's the thing. If the L's can stay forward, you're going to stay in tune. Good job. Sing dull for us.
Dull.
Dull. Bass. Baritone. Lead. Tenor. Dull. Forward tongue on the L.
Dull.
Now vowel. Vowel on that, is it sho?
No.
It has to be sha with rounded lips. Sho. Try again. Here's dull. Go.
Dull.
One more shot for my tenors.
Dull.
Ah. Here's the next part. I'm gonna do this. All the places. I'm just gonna conduct every syllable. Your job is to sing every part of every word within that beat. The real challenge is to put those sounds as close, the consonants, as close as you can together, still pitched. Are you with me?
Yes.
Here we go, you try. Best of luck. If you have a diphthong, that means that the diphthong is treated like a consonant, right? All the places. The E says is attached to the next syllable, right? Okay, be mindful. Here's a fresh B flat.
Sorry about that.
I'm so powerful.
Yeah,
You're my Jedi. NG that pitch.
Bass is as higher than you think it is.
Every beat, I'm just giving every word.
Personal breath.
Ready? Every word.
All the places I would like to show you.
We're not in tune because now you're just trying to sing every word. Instead of singing in between the pitches. Are you with me?
Yep.
Sing in between the pitches. Everything is pitched. Every single thing that could possibly be pitched is. And we're out of tune because not everything is pitched. Try again. Do we understand what it is that I'm looking for?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, have I made myself clear? Do I need to clarify more?
Nope.
Try again. Here we go. You're just experimenting. Thank you. One more time, Bob. Higher than you think, bass. Correct.
All the bases I would like to show you.
That's already better. Now, would you use your full instrument,
which is your body,
to connect and sing every part of every word. Use a hand, keep your knees easy and flexible, and connect from syllable to syllable. Again, every word is a beat long now. And we sing. Quick feedback. What do you notice in my conducting trying to do this exercise? Check.
Oh,
great.
Constantly.
I'm always in motion. I'm never stopping. Cool. What else?
Smooth, very smooth.
Okay.
Not choppy.
There's energy.
There's energy in it.
It's definitely a beat.
There's a beat. You can tell where the beat is. Hopefully, thank you.
Dynamics.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. For this exercise, probably not. Usually there is. Not in this conducting per se. Do you notice that I'm staying further away from the beat, and then as I get to the beat, it speeds up. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to invoke with that gesture is that you should be pitching all of the things in between quickly to get to the next target vowel. Got it? Best of luck to you. Sing to the target vowels and pitch everything in between. Don't let the things in between go to waste. Actually let them drive to the next target vowel. Last chance. Instead of reactionary. Great, well done. This is all the places I would like. Now everything's connected in tempo rhythm. Are you with me?
Yep. All the places I would like to show you.
Do that again.
Always practice what I preach.
have you noticed in that tag, yes, I'm falling in. Oh my goodness, that's almost as bad as the beginning. And the so, all of that. Okay, that also means that we have the yes, I'm falling in love. You have to actually pitch and sing V, not V. You have to release it. It turns into a shadow vowel at the top. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So if I'm a tenor, yeah, yes, I'm falling in love, so in love. Got it? And then everybody, love, at the end as well. It has to be pitched instead of just love, love. It's lava at the end. I love you. Cool. Got the idea? Can we sing the tag, please? We're gonna start, but now I've got, that's not bad. We're really getting there. Fresh B flat, please. But now I've got, here we go, leads, nice and easy. 3 and 4, personal breath.
But now I've got.
This interlude is still not quite in tune, so would you double check all the pitches in measure 86 through 89 this next week, okay? Leads, the spot that is the trickiest for you, and I don't think I've ever heard you sing it in tune, is measure 90 to 91, because we have one of the most major tessitura changes in 90 to 91. That's the I hardly know you crescendo. Da 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 da. I think you think that needs to be loud. Wrong. The crescendo can come from everybody else. You sing the third on the da da da. Doesn't have to be loud, just has to be in tune. And every time that we get there, you crescendo, I think, too much, then the layering lowers, and now we're flat on that E natural. Are you with me? This is excellent work. Are you starting to recognize and notice phrases and how sometimes you don't sing in between the pitches?
Mm-hmm.
I find for myself in rhythm tunes, this concept completely changes how I sing it. I actually sing up tunes more like ballads now. And then you allow, this is what Steve Scott was talking to us about last time that he was here, is that you let the words make all the rhythm happen if you treat it like this. Does that make sense? Let the words create those rhythms. We don't have to overemphasize it. If we do, then we get a lot of double articulation happening, more tension in the throat and in the pharynx. Okay, so that's really coming along. Wow, well done.
Does it seem like over-singing you can be dissolved by this process? When you're flowing through all
some,
parts of the words?
Some. It's not entirely. When I start doing this, that's usually because weight is coming into the sound. So I did that a couple of times this last time through. It does have the opportunity to address it if you're mindful of it. That's the biggest challenge. Okay, but I'm sure you're really enjoying hearing a lot more.
I can hear across so much.
I can too, because there's less noise in the sound. Because we're offering less opportunities for you to make individual choices when you sing in between the pitches. Yeah, really well done. Here's one quick thing from Eric. Then after that, I've got something that I'll ask you to do as you transition over to Cantal.
So I want to make sure that I think he's spoken to this already, but I want to reiterate the whole point, or one of the big points in this, is that When every time that we interrupt the flow of air, we endanger the tuning. Like every single time we stop or interrupt the flow of air, we endanger, we give ourselves more opportunity to be out of tune, right? If the air continues to flow throughout the process, we are more likely to keep our tuning centered all the way through. And that's why this process is so important, especially for tempo pieces, uptunes. Right? In ballads, there's just naturally more opportunity for that air to flow, because we don't interrupt it, and we're not doing so much of the double articulation, we're not doing so much of that rhythmic stuff that sometimes gets in the way. But with the uptunes, we have there's so much chance for us to get out of tune because the air has stopped flowing. And that's really the major point of this process.
It really is. And I'll be really specific in my position. I'm not singing with you. I'm doing a lot of listening. And so when we do syllable for syllable and sound for sound, I'm actually listening for every time that we have to close to a consonant, is it the exact same pitch you were meant to be singing? And so what I was telling you earlier is those L's like to pull your tongue back. But if you keep the tongue forward while you sing the L, your tuning doesn't change. You don't change the pitch of it. Okay? So that's why I was like, sorry, I have to stop, because you literally changed pitches when you went to the L. So I'm listening really specifically for all of the consonants that you can sustain pitch on are in tune and staying the same where they're supposed to be. So when you're doing this at home, that's something I want you to be listening for, because that's what I'm doing. So I also don't try and think about that in the moment. I record myself and I go back and I listen. And I go, oh, the TH was out of tune. Or, dang, that L did get in the way of that vowel. So those are things that I'm trying to give you tools of and equip you with, so that when you're working at home, you can be mindful of some of those things. And you should do exactly what we just did. Don't take necessarily the beginning of the songs, because we're working on those here in rehearsal. You can, of course, go back to them, but take a phrase that is hard for you in your voice and just a measure, maybe two, and do that process, and then try and sing through that, put it in context. One of the ways that we give it context is everything is now 1/4 beat long, right? All the places I would, and I'm trying to sing on everything in between. That's the next baby step. I showed you that tonight. I didn't do that last week
because we were running out of time.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Cool. Sir, Chad.
I hate to talk, but you tell us, you coach this stuff all the time. In my weird brain, I just want to encourage everybody, don't just go home and work on what we're doing. I do it at church. Like, I hold out phrases when all the worship leaders stop singing. I can pull in the note out, right?
I'm one of those.
I take personal breaths at church, in the car, singing on the radio. It's like don't just take this concept of this song. Take the concepts of everything you sing, and it's really helped me to do that.
Well, yeah, if you compartmentalize and you say, I only do that at barbershop,
right,
then it won't become part of your daily, and it's going to be harder for you to grasp the ideas.
Right.
Yep. So, and we're not really, all the things that we're talking about are not specific to barbershop, actually. All of these things are just, it's good singing. So if you apply it to all the singing that you do, then it's easier for you to maintain, retain, and demonstrate weekly.
My daughter asked me to sing Butterfly Kisses at her wedding in June, and I decided I'm going to do barbershop.
Yeah.
I'm going to abandon anything else. And then I just recorded it, and I was like, holy. And I was doing this IE all parts of the word thing. I mean, there's no way. Barbershop is the way. Butterfly Kisses is not a barbershop tune, but that is like exactly what it needed.
Exactly right. That needs to be a new shirt. Barbershop is the way. All right.